Part 4, starting now. Your actual legal rights as a shopper are rather complicated, and anyone who really gets involved in an argument would do well to get proper legal advice. Getting involved with the law, however, causes so much trouble and possible expense that people often fear to make complaint when they really should. There is no need for this, however, and people who have been cheated can and should report this to the right quarters and get redress. A cannot-be-bothered attitude may show a certain largeness of mind, but it also shows laziness and lack of care for the public good. For people who are allowed to get away with it will do it again. It is, therefore, every member of the shopping public's duty to see that a high standard of honesty and integrity is kept up. When supplied with shoddy goods, with eggs which are rotten, jams or bottled goods which have foreign bodies in them, shoes which lose straps or heels without due cause, or dresses which shrink, the proper course is to take them back to the shop from whence they came, who will in turn make complaint to the manufacturers. With clothes, however, reasonable care must be taken in washing. Many garments from reputable manufacturers now have washing instructions on them, and if you see such a little swing card attached to any garment you have bought, do not hastily rip it off and throw it away. Read it and follow the instructions carefully, or you will have a ruined dress and no comeback whatsoever. If the card says, "Iron with a cool iron," then iron with a very cool iron, or you may get a large scorch down the middle of your new blouse. If a garment has no guarantee of colour fastness, try washing a little of it first to see if the colours run. If it has a belt, it is a good idea to try with an end of this, as if it is spoilt, you can usually cut it off and remake, and the dress is not then ruined. End of lesson 2.